Brexit, as you know, was going to have major implications for Donegal. That's certainly going to have major implications for Neshon. You know, the 100 million that's been announced as a Brexit package, the likes of Donegal and the likes of Neshon must be prioritised in that, because if you look at the rest of the country, they have easier access to the road network, they have easier access to the likes of the train networks. We're sort of out here in Ullam in Donegal, and especially here in Neshon. And I think now more than ever, and especially coming into the season of tourism, that we have a structure in place and that we do get a good bite of the cherry when it comes to funding.
And indeed, we've seen what the triggering of Article 16, the effect that could have, even though it was rolled back upon, but it's vital that there is something in place, say this happens again.
Absolutely. I mean, we can't be in a position here, especially in Neshon and in Donegal, where we have any situation where there's an Article 16 trigger, then we depend heavily on Northern Ireland. Our tourism train depends heavily on Northern Ireland. We always did. And I think it's vitally important for the tourism trade going into the future, and especially this year now with vacations and people staying local and people staying within Ireland. But we now can build on that, and we have the beauty. We have the areas. And people from Northern Ireland always came to Donegal, and we have to be in a position, again, to meet that tourism trade that's going to be there. And I think that it's vital that Donegal County Council, and that we meet as a council and discuss that, because, you know, going forward, we need to be in a position as a council to apply for whatever funding's coming, to be in a position to spend that funding, and especially to be in a position to sell our county and sell this peninsula.